Text for our meditation this morning comes from James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Dear friends in Christ, can you think of anything that you know really well, or you know a lot about, but you can't actually do? Let me give you an example. In our country, football is really popular. There's probably a lot of people in this room today who watch a lot of football games every fall. You probably follow statistics from various players. You know football strategy. You probably play Madden or fantasy football. But if any one of us were asked to put on football pads and go line up for a professional football team, I'm guessing that person would be crushed. So in our text today, James talks about the difference between a hearer and a doer. And this is like the example of the football player who, or one of us who knows a lot about football, but we can't actually play. I once had a coworker who fit this description of being a hearer and not a doer. He had read a lot of scripture. He was pretty passionate about it, actually. He probably had more biblical knowledge than I do, but he didn't believe anything that he read in scripture. You see, he didn't have any faith. And that's the difference between a hearer and a doer. One just hears, and the other hears and does. So this morning, as I look at a group of doers, I want to remind you, it is God who works in you both to will and to do. You are not just hearers, you are doers. Do by the grace of God. So the initial question that we must ask is, what does James mean when he says hearer? So I want you to picture for yourself a situation. It may sound a little familiar. Picture a man sitting on a couch. He's watching TV. And as he watches, his wife calls to him and asks, "Honey, would you do the dishes?" He doesn't move. So again, a couple minutes later, she asks him if he would get up and do the dishes. And still, he doesn't move. He doesn't even act like anything was said. So repeatedly, she asks him again and again over the next couple minutes. And finally, getting fed up, she says his name. And he says, "What? I heard you the first time. You want me to do the dishes?" Well, obviously, he heard her. But based on his actions, you couldn't tell it. This is a good example of being a hearer rather than a doer. So when it comes to faith, what is the difference between a hearer and a doer? We can find that in our text, first looking at what a hearer is described as. James writes in verses 23 through 24, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." So in this analogy, the mirror represents the word of God. Now, the Greek word that's translated observe, as the man observed himself in the mirror, it can also be translated study, examine, consider. So this wasn't just a casual glance into the mirror, but rather he deeply observed what he found in the mirror. So when James is talking about people who look into the Word of God, he's not talking about people who just casually glance at it, but actually people who do study and who do listen to the Word of God. Now, the reason that these people are described as hearers and not doers is because they end up departing from the Word of God. They depart and they forget, just as the man observed what he saw in the mirror, departed, and then soon forgot. So this happens when people study the Word of God and then depart and forget. This may happen as some of us get to college age, we move out of our parents' houses, and soon we decide it's not a priority for us to go to church. We depart and we forget. Or it may happen during the course of a week, as we live Monday through Saturday as if we don't have faith, and then just go back to church on Sunday. Now, over time, this type of departing and forgetting God's word, it can take its toll on a person. He becomes accustomed to it, comfortable with forgetting God's word. And soon that person is gone for good. So we can probably all relate to this mirror analogy. I'm sure you've all been there, where you look in the mirror, you're fixing your hair, you leave, all of a sudden you forget what you saw, and you run back to recheck to make sure everything's in place. But now, how often can we relate ourselves to this spiritual meaning of this text? and recognize that sometimes we do act as hearers rather than doers. Do you carry what you heard in church yesterday with you throughout the week? Or was going to church on Sunday merely just the day you set aside for the Lord? Your Bible, do you treat that as God's word that's been poured out for you for your learning? Or do you really just kind of have it as a symbol of your Christianity? Is your knowledge of the Bible diminished since your confirmation days? It seems like sometimes we do act like hearers. We depart from God's word, even though God has told us to do the opposite. So rather than being hearers who depart from God's word, we're directed to be doers instead. So what are we supposed to do, and how are we supposed to do it? Well, first of all, the doer is the exact opposite of a hearer who leaves and forgets. We're told that a doer, instead of leaving, continues in the word. We're told that in verse 25, a doer is one who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. So this perfect law of liberty. Now, oftentimes when we hear the word law, we just think of what you should and shouldn't do. But notice how this is described. It's called the perfect, the complete law of liberty. Now, is liberty attached to the law ever? No. The law has chains for us. But liberty actually comes from the gospel when Christ removes the chains of the law, removes the guilt of the law from us. So when we're talking about this perfect law of liberty, we're talking about the entire Bible, all of God's word. So studying the perfect law of liberty, continuing in the perfect law of liberty, a doer acts. And how does he act? Well, he looks at the law. He recognizes that he's dead in sin and he deserves to go to hell. He looks at the gospel and recognizes that he has a savior from sin and that he has been granted life even though he didn't deserve it. So what does a doer do? The answer is that we believe. Faith is the action of a doer. And this is why you can have confidence that you're a doer, because God has been working in you. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." So you can realize that you are a doer because God has worked this in you by his grace. Jesus has done this for you by obeying the law perfectly. Every time a temptation came up, he overcame that temptation and applied that to you. Through his perfect and his innocent death on the cross, he paid for your guilt. The Holy Spirit did this for you by bringing faith into your hearts and continuing to sustain you. God's done this for you by blessing you with a school where you can go to school and hear his word daily and be surrounded by fellow Christians who believe the same thing as you. You are a doer because God has made you a doer. At the end of verse 25, we're told that we as doers are blessed in our doing. We're blessed because we have been forgiven. We're blessed with assurance of that forgiveness. And we're blessed knowing that we have a perfect home in heaven waiting for us. Now, as believers, as doers, there are plenty of opportunities for us to continue to go and do things out of love for the Lord. Maybe you can go on traveling vacation Bible school. Maybe you can teach at your local VBS or Sunday school. You can give an offering to the church and the offering plate on Sunday. Eventually, many of us will be able to raise children in God's word. And we can also spread the gospel to other people. This is all ways that we as doers, as believers, can do things out of love for the Lord. And if you feel like you can't do any of these things, you can always pray. And when you pray, ask that the Lord continues to strengthen your faith. Ask that he continues to give you opportunities to show your faith and your love for him towards others. You are not just hearers, you are doers. Now continue to do by the grace of God. Amen. Our hymn this morning is hymn 37, verse 1 and 2. 37, 1 and 2.